You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week we're talking about top prospects for each organization. And we'll start with the Braves. I'm Allison Twitter, here with Mark Bowman, who, of course, follows every single thing the Braves are doing on an everyday basis. So he's the expert on the top prospects. And, Mark, this is no big shock who we're about to talk about. It seems to be a pretty fluid situation when it comes to the Braves organization, but these are very exciting things for fans to sort of look at. So, obviously, the number one prospect in the Braves organization is Dansby Swanson, shortstop. His ETA is 2018. Can we move that up a bit? What do you think?
I think that's possible. I mean, basically, what we're looking at is, you know, a kid who, you look at the numbers, he's only played 27 games at the pro level, with throw some playoff games in there last year. They're at the Class A level, but you know what? You know, I've talked to enough guys, and I'm pretty comfortable with saying that the SEC, where, you know, obviously Vanderbilt had plenty of success during his years there, it is basically A-ball. So, I mean, I think if he does start the year at A-ball this year at Carolina, that's just basically, hey, look, we're not going to put any pressure on you. Maybe move him up to Double-A quickly, and then if he has some success, I expect next year, if we're doing this podcast around the same time next year, I think we'll be talking about, you know, is Swanson going to be the starting shortstop this year? You know, maybe they will have had another guy, but I think they'll go to camp next year with just at least that storyline alive that, hey, look, maybe he could start the year in Atlanta. You know, he's a very polished shortstop, very mature kid. Hometown kid, it'd be a great story to have him open up his major league career in this new stadium, which is located probably about 10 miles from where he went to high school. So I'm not putting that to rest yet. I know some people, it's safe to say 2018, but I still think there's a chance he starts the year, or maybe starts the year in Atlanta, but definitely gets up to Atlanta at some point in 2017.
Yeah, I think like one of those midseason promotions, you can kind of keep your eye on that. I mean, he's going to be 22 on February 11th, so of course he's a college player, which is why he's a little bit older, but and the number one pick by the Diamondbacks just last year, and obviously came over in that big blockbuster Shelby Miller trade. So he moved from second base to shortstop for his junior season, and he basically showed everyone he could stay, and that's really very telling. The fact that, you know, when you draft a shortstop, the first question everyone says is, can he stay there? And so there's really no doubt that this kid is going to be able to be a shortstop through his entire career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's basically what the scouts say, is that it's pretty safe to project him to stay at the shortstop position. The Braves will have a decision to be made because they do have Ozzie Albies, a young prospect. I think he ranks third or fourth on our list. Of prospects. He was number one before Newcomb and Swanson showed up here this offseason. He's an exciting young player. He can play shortstop. His arm strength is not quite the same as Swanson's. I think their range is similar. I think that they basically the easy projection right now is that Swanson will stay at short and Albies makes the transition to second base at some point in time.
Swanson is a top of the lineup kind of guy, great on base ability, speed, and I guess they're just waiting to see if he can hit for power. And the only thing you can do is really wait that out, see how he does as he ascends to the minor leagues.
Yeah, and you know, it's I think, you know, a lot of what we know about Dansby Swanson, like I said, we've only got a handful of games here at the pro level to evaluate. We've seen him rise to the occasion with an aluminum bat, you know, the last couple of years at in Omaha there with Vanderbilt. But he's, you know, I think that maybe he's the kind of guy where you're looking at 290, 300 type hitter with 12 to 17 homer type, you know, range. He's not, I don't think he's going to be an overwhelmingly, you know, a power will not be his greatest asset, especially during the earliest year. Now, whether that maybe as the years go and he maybe develops a little bit more, but I don't think we should project him that way this early in his career.
So there's another guy who's actually number one before the Braves acquired Swanson in that trade, and that was left-hander Sean Newcomb, who came over from the Angels in the Andrelton-Simmons trade. So this guy is big and strong, and his ETA is actually 2017, the Angels' first-rounder in 2014. And so that's got to be, I mean, anytime you're going to have a left-handed pitcher who throws that hard, that is just a gift. I can imagine the Braves were very excited when they finished this transaction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here we are talking about these two guys at the end of last season. We were talking about how much the Braves had improved their farm system. And with these two trades, you go ahead and you start off the offseason, you trade Andrelton Simmons, and you get Sean Newcomb. You know, he's the 19th ranked. Overall prospect with MLB.com's 19th overall prospect, and Swanson is number 10, I believe. So all of a sudden, you were happy about this farm system before. Now you added these two guys, and not only are they one of the game's, you know, two of the game's top prospects, but as you said with Newcomb, he's not far away. You know, if he starts to throw strikes more consistently, it won't be long before he's up. I think he could be up certainly at some point after that magical second week of June, the prospects seem to always have to eclipse that line, right?
Right.
But, you know, I think by the end of the year, we'll definitely see him. The control has been the issue. If he starts to throw strikes a little bit more consistently, as you mentioned, he has those weapons. You don't see lefties like that. I've seen heard some comps to John Lester, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see as once he gets into camp, we'll get more of a look at him and have a better idea of not only who to best compare him to or who to better compare him to, but also when he might reach Atlanta. So, but yeah, it's going to be exciting this year with Newcomb because he could get there. Chris Ellis, the other pitcher they got in that same deal, where Andrelton Simmons went to Anaheim, he could come this year and maybe Lucas Sims at some point in time. And Aaron Blair, one of the other pitchers that they got with Swanson from Arizona.
Yeah, when I was reading the scouting report on Sean Newcomb, something stood out to me in that he has a changeup that gives him a third average or better pitch. And changeups don't come so naturally or it's not so easy for a lot of these young pitchers. And a lot of times I would hear just through my reporting years, like, well, we don't know if this guy's going to be maybe a closer, maybe a starter. We'd like him to be a starter, but it depends on if he can develop a changeup. And so for Newcomb to have, I guess, good command or a decent command of a changeup already at 22 years old, that has to be encouraging for them too. Or am I making too much out of that?
No, I think, you know, I've read some positive reports on that changeup. You know, some people have said that it seemed to be a little bit more confident about where it stands right now than others, but at the same time, I think everyone will agree that he made great strides with that pitch last year. I think you hit the nail on the head when you say that, you know, if that is a pitch that he can continue to consistently throw for strikes once he gets, you know, an even better feel for it, it won't be long before he comes. But it all starts with the fastball, especially with a guy like that. You got to command the strike zone with that fastball, get ahead, and make that changeup more of a weapon. So it's, you know, like I said, it's going to be interesting. This is you look a year ago, this club's top pitching prospects were Lucas Sims and Jason Hirsch. Lucas Sims made some strides this year, and once again, I think you have to be excited about where he stands. But now you look at the list of pitching prospects, and he's ranked sixth or seventh on our list. And Jason Hirsch is basically a reliever now, you know. So it's really amazing how far how much the Braves have improved their farm system, but really how much their pitching crop has been enriched over the last year.
Okay, so Swanson comes up in the middle of 2017 and Newcomb starts the season in 2017. That is my prediction, maybe yours too, so we will keep our eye on that. Mark, thanks very, very much, and we'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.